Yo, what's up, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. My name is Tariq. I am your host. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a real quick show today, because I got a flight today. I got to head over to Baltimore. But hopefully you guys can call in. My phone line's been acting janky. Skype has been a little janky for the last couple of days. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. You can try to call. Hopefully it will work. But whatever. I'm still going to chop up game with the family. I'm going to take a real quick commercial break, family. Don't you move a muscle. And we'll be right back. Right here on Tariq Radio.
Do you have any personal dating issues that you need addressed right now? Dating and life coach Mr. Locario will help you with his 30-minute game session. The Mr. Locario's 30-minute game session is a private one-on-one coaching session on the phone or through Skype. For 30 minutes, you'll get answers to any dating questions you have. To set up your 30-minute game session, go to MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
Hey, check this out, guys. There's a brand new book out called Black History in a Nutshell. Now, this is a great book on black history. It talks about things like how the planet Earth was a world of all black people from the beginning of time to about 4000 BC. It talks about how black people were the first people in America when Africa and America was one land and divided 40,000 BC. Visit blackhistoryshell.com or visit Amazon for information on this amazing book of black history. That's Black History in a Nutshell at blackhistoryshell.com. If you're out traveling somewhere in another country and you're trying to spit some game, or you're trying to do some kind of commerce, or you're trying to handle business and you want to be able to translate what you're trying to say naturally, you need to check out this new app called Two-Way ATT. It's the Auto Text Translator. It's better than Google Translate because it lets the conversation flow naturally when you speak through this app so that it seems like you speak the same language. So go to iTunes and check out Two-Way ATT Auto Text Translator. Yo, if you want to get your mouthpiece tight, you want to get your game right, and you want to get your ism out of sight, you need to check out my man, Kevin Derek Gentry. My man does personal coaching and game advising, and he teaches dudes how to really step that game up on how to pull women and really get women to cooperate with that game. So check out my man, Kevin Derek Gentry, a.k.a. the Boss Hog Macaroni. Call or text him at 404-207-5640 to get that personal game. Yo, if you have a business, if you have a blog, you have a website, or any other kind of URL that needs traffic, then say no more. Go to buywebsitetraffics.net, and for as little as $5, you can run traffic from anywhere around the world. It delivers targeted and real visitors with YouTube, Twitter, and a Facebook package. So go right now to buywebsitetraffics.net. And get that traffic flowing. Again, that's buywebsitetraffics.net.
This is the Fortune 500 marketer, Musa Ali. Are you sick of working a dead-end job and want to be financially free? Well, LSV Marketing is a marketing company that pays you $500 to $1,000 every Friday on autopilot for simply referring people to our company. It's that simple. If you sign up now at lsvmarketing.com, I'll plug you into our free training so you can start making money in your sleep. But you have to sign up now because spots are limited. Go to lsvmarketing.com. That's lsvmarketing.com.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Crispin, everybody. And I got a brand new video game app out right now, everybody. It's called Crispy's Biscuits, everybody. And you can get the Crispy's Biscuits app right now on the iPhone Apple Store, everybody. And you can also get it on the Google Play Store, everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody, it was the number one game on Google Play all last week, everybody. The game is so exciting, everybody. There's 10 levels you can help me get through, everybody. Where I'm dodging bottles of lotion, everybody. I'm dodging hair clippers, everybody. And I'm dodging taco meat, everybody. So get the Crispy's Biscuits game right now, everybody, at crispysbiscuits.com, everybody. Now I'm about to do my coon laugh, everybody.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
Yo, we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm fucking up over here. Let me get my instrumental game going on. Let me get the Mac and music popping, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all bear with me. There we go. Players fuck up too sometimes. I'm here, though. What's up, man? Glad to have y'all tuning in. Yes, I'm doing an early show. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. I am doing an early show, and I'm doing an early show because I'm taking a flight in a couple of hours. I'm hopping on a plane, and I said, let me get the show out the way so I don't have to be diddling around with on-the-road equipment and the shit sounding janky, and I might not have an internet connection at the hotel. That's correct. So I'm doing the show early, getting it out the way. I'm going to be in Baltimore. I'm leaving for Baltimore today. I'm going to be in Baltimore tomorrow at the Senator Theater. All my people in Baltimore, if you're close to Baltimore, y'all holla at me. Come through. Come join me tomorrow at the Senator Theater for the premiere of the movie 1804. I will be right there chilling with y'all, eating popcorn and milk duds and all that stuff. We're going to have a good time. And also Sunday, I'm leaving from Baltimore and going to the UK. I will be in the UK this weekend, this Sunday, at the Millennium Point Auditorium this Sunday for the European premiere of 1804. Get your tickets, ladies and gentlemen, at 1804movie.com. Somebody said I need to get a private jet. I absolutely need to do that. Atlanta, tonight, 1804 is going to be in the Midtown Theater in Atlanta tonight. There's two showing. Well, the 7 o'clock showing is already sold out. Y'all need to get your tickets for the 10 o'clock showing tonight if you are in Atlanta. You need to get it now before it sells out, because that one's definitely going to sell out. So get your tickets, my Atlanta people. Tonight you will see 1804, and tomorrow it will be in theaters all around the country. And tomorrow, family, I want everybody to use the hashtag 1804 on Twitter. Use it on Instagram. Everybody tomorrow, let's do a Twitter blast or a hashtag campaign. Let everybody know you're seeing the film. I want everybody to take pictures of themselves at the film premiere. Send them to me. I'm going to repost them. I'm going to post them all on Instagram. We want to show melanoid power all over the country. So again, use 1804, the hashtag. Hashtag 1804 all day tomorrow, Thursday, October 19th, the premiere of 1804 nationwide. And again, go to 1804movie.com. And also get your Ogun shirts. I want to see y'all wearing your Ogun shirts. You get those at TariqElite.com, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, you know, yesterday, and for a few days actually, there's been a hashtag called MeToo on Twitter. And the hashtag has the fist of a white woman, a tan woman, and a black woman. They have their fist all joined up. And that's another thing. Whenever the white females or the white feminists, and I'm not even knocking this movement, by the way, I'm just pointing out something interesting. When a lot of people in the dominant society, when they want to galvanize support, they'll go grab a couple of sisters to help support them get their message out. That's a very interesting dynamic. Let me check something real quick before I get into that, because I want to check and see if my Skype is working. And obviously it's not, so don't trip. But they got this hashtag called MeToo. And I don't know where this, somebody in the chat room said it was started by a black lady. That I'm not sure. It might be. They get a lot of stuff from sisters and then run with it and then flip it for their own agenda. So what? The Me Too thing was started by a sister? Okay, well, the white women, they've taken that shit over. The white women have taken that over. Somebody in the chat room said, Me Too was started by a black woman, and I believe it. People in the dominant society will take your stuff, and then they will absolutely run with it. The sister who started Me Too, she was on News One yesterday. I'm reading the chat room because I can't take calls, so I'm reading the chat room. So they said the woman was on TV One with, was she on there with, Rolly, Me Too? Was she on there with him? So she said she started it 10 years ago. Okay. So now the white women and women in the dominant society, they've taken over that thing. And right now, there's a civil war, a somewhat of a civil war between the white women and white men. And I've talked about this on the show before, how a lot of white women are under attack by the white supremacist male. And look, there's a lot of white women who are team white supremacy. So let's be very clear. And the thing is, when you allow racial non-justice and you give people impunity for being complete degenerates when it comes to dealing with people racially, you cannot contain degeneracy. And that degeneracy seeps over into misogyny. That degeneracy seeps over into sexual abuse. Racism and sexual abuse almost goes hand in hand to a certain degree. And I've always pointed this out. When you look at slavery, when black people were being dominated by the white supremacist male, which we are still dominated by him. But when they started to racialize indentured servitude, which was in the 1600s, it was the same time they started having those Salem witch trials. They started burning up white women. And they've always done that. Even in the Inquisition, when they were getting the Moors out of Spain, the African Moors, the African men called Moors, they were getting them out of Spain, creating a white supremacist movement. The white supremacist movement really started in Spain, the modern white supremacy movement. The white supremacists, they understood that they had to have some kind of codified mentality in order to get the Moors out of their kingdom. And then once they got the Moors out, because the Moors, they were blackening up Spain and parts of Europe. That's why the Spanish people over there, they are basically a fixed mulatto race to a certain degree, even them and Italians. So when the Moors were being expelled out of Spain, and I've been over there all over Spain, and I've been to the Inquisition museums over there, some of the shit that they were doing to white women was crazy. Some of the torture and some of the horror. They've always had this thing, if you're going to be team white supremacy, if you have to subjugate the black male, you also have to subjugate the white female to a certain degree to make her get on board. So if the white women weren't on board, you have to punish them to a certain degree. And even over here, when they were getting racialized indentured servitude in order, they had to get the white women in line. And if the white women were any form of rebellious, they had to kind of smack them in their place. Like, look, bitch, we'll burn you at the stake if you don't listen to what the fuck I say. It was that mentality. So when you look at the struggle for black people in this country, whenever there were distinct movements of black struggle, the white feminist movement always came in from behind. Because that degeneracy always seeps over to them. See, the thing is, there's a caveat for the white supremacist female. You want to get some of the benefits and the privileges of white supremacy, but now you have the person maintaining this non-just evil system. They will turn that shit on you. This is what we see. We see all these mass shootings by these suspected white supremacist males. Because you're told that you can do anything with impunity, and then you have what we saw in Vegas. They'll turn that shit on you. That's a system that allows that type of mentality. You are holier than thou. You can do no wrong. You are God on earth if you have white skin and you believe in white supremacy. You can get all the guns you want, and we're not going to check you. We're not going to reprimand you. Even if you kill dozens of people, we're just going to say you had a mental illness that was undiagnosed. See, you're giving people a green light to be degenerates. And once you do that, that degeneracy seeps into other areas. Now, there was a mass shooting today, as a matter of fact. Speaking of Baltimore, I think somewhere out there in Baltimore. I don't know who did it. Some people, where are my Baltimore people? Are you in the room? There was another mass shooting today. I think 5 people got shot. Somewhere out there in Baltimore, and I hope I'm going to be cool out there. Ain't no bullshit out there. Y'all got mass shooters. Many people assume that this is a WIE, a white identity extremist. I don't know all the facts and the details, but some people have suspected that it's a white identity extremist who did the shooting out there near Baltimore today. Oh, he's black. Is a brother who did that shit? Because I do understand that it was a person who they said was a disgruntled worker. Somebody in the chat room said he's black. I don't know. I've been hearing mixed reports, so this just happened. If he's black, they really going to politicize it. They're really going to politicize it. Did he kill other black folks or did he kill white people? Because then they're going to really politicize that shit. If you look on Twitter, he's probably all types of niggas by now. But the thing is, a lot of the white women are in revolt. A lot of white women are in revolt right now. And the Me Too hashtag came as a result of an entertainment mogul named Harvey Weinstein. Now, Harvey Weinstein, according to reports, for years have been sexually abusing women. I mean, there's all types of reports, and it's kind of been an open secret for a while in Hollywood. And I mean, you got A-list celebrities coming out against this dude, and they've done investigations on this guy that they never prosecuted because from what I understand, they were doing an investigation. There were people who were dealing with this man, women who were wired. The New York police had these women wired, and they had this guy on some perverted shit, sexually assaulting certain women, and they never prosecuted him because he had long money, or has long money, and he would throw donations here, donations there, and people will just turn the other cheek or turn away and not charge him with anything. And you have some people, a lot of people coming out against this guy, a lot of A-list actresses. Many women are saying that they've had horrible experiences with this dude. And you have other pervs out here co-signing him. I think Woody Allen tried to give him the co-sign, like, hey, like, you know, back up off of him a little bit. What's so bad with sexual perversion? And Woody Allen, you know, he was one of the first ones out here to get that yellow fever. You know what I'm talking about? Got the little Asian underage girl. I'm going to get on that in a minute. See, that's that alt-right shit. I've been telling y'all that alt-right, these white supremacists out here getting these Asian women, there's a reason for that. I'm going to get on that in a minute. But you have a lot of women coming out with the hashtag talking about how these white supremacist suspect males have been raping and molesting them. And I've talked about that for years. That's a real big open secret within the dominant society. The molestation is rampant and it's not talked about in large numbers. This is why they're talking about it now, because that Harvey Weinstein gave everybody the green light to go in on it. And shit, I mean, you got A-list white women talking about this. That gymnast woman, her name is Michaela Maroney. I think that's her name. Michaela Maroney. I think that's her name. She was an Olympic gymnast. Very popular. She came out saying that the gym doctor or something like that, his name is Larry Nassar, is a white suspected white supremacist male. He was molesting her ever since she was a kid. And come to find out, there's hundreds of cases against this dude. Over 119, I think. A lot of cases and charges against this guy molesting children. See, the thing is, all these people got on this racialized thing with Bill Cosby. And a lot of it is karma. People got on this racialized tangent trying to paint Cosby as the poster child for rape. And you got all of these fucking degenerates over here really, really getting it in. See, the universe is bringing truth back out here. The universe is bringing truth to power. And you can't run from truth. You can't keep burying truth. And the truth is, you have a bunch of suspected white supremacist degenerates out here doing whatever they want to do because the law has given them immunity. And that's a catch-22, because if you give a degenerate immunity, that's going to wreak terror on society. And ironically, the society that gives him the immunity, they're going to be the ones who suffer. See, y'all think it's just going to be black folks out here. No. Everybody's getting a piece of the suffering pie. That's what happens when you elect a motherfucker who talks about grabbing pussy. That's where we are in our society. So is there a wonder we have all these sexual degenerates popping up? You've elected a dude who talks about assaulting women sexually, grabbing them by the pussy. You said that would be our great leader. That's a great leader for us. So the thing is, family, we have to continue to control the narrative and put shit where it's supposed to be, on systematic white supremacy. Black folks, stop letting people make you change the narrative, and you are pointing to other black people as a deflection for the degeneracy of the dominant society. You always got to bring it back to them. And speaking of Trump, by the way, Trump was mad because the NFL, they're not going to force players to stand for the national anthem. And Trump was upset about that. And all the right-wing pundits are upset, like, why are they protesting? You know why they're protesting. They're protesting because of systematic white supremacy. There was one brother, and this is what I love. The Dallas Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones, and, you know, he's running his shit like a slave plantation. But there was this brother. Let me find this clip real quick. There was this brother who confronted him, and Jerry Jones was walking somewhere, and this brother came up to him, and this brother said some real shit. Let me give y'all the clip. I had the clip pulled up, but you know I'm fucking up today. Y'all know I'm fucking up. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Let me find the thing. Y'all bear with me. It's going to take me 5 seconds. Hold on. If I'm still fucking up typing things wrong, hold on. Y'all bear with me. And I had it pulled up, but then it went away, but I got it back. All right. So this is a brother who's confronting Jerry Jones. And Jerry Jones was coming out of somewhere. It looked like a hotel or something, but I don't know where they are, but this brother confronted him. Hold on.
And you want to treat them like $40 million slaves. Gladiators are well paid to beat each other's brains out of them, but have to keep their mouths shut when talking about injustice. Look at the videos of the police getting away with murder.
Okay, echo. Hold on, it's too much echo. Hold on. Let me see this other one. Hold on. Let me see if y'all can hear this one better. Hold on. Hold on. This might be better.
White supremacy.
There we go.
And you want to treat them like $40 million slaves. Gladiators are well paid to beat each other's brains out, but have to keep their mouths shut when talking about injustice. Look at the videos of the police getting away with murder and tell me that the players are wrong to protest it and that they have no rights to do that. People need to take a knee against white supremacy, and people need to stand up against you and your buddy Donald Trump and drive his whole regime out, and it begins November 4th.
I love that. I love that. That was some gangster shit right there. And Jerry Jones couldn't say shit. Jerry Jones couldn't say shit. I love it. I love it because, see, the white supremacists, they depend on the media to scream and change the narrative for them. But once you run up on them and catch them and then put them on Front Street and then you put the real narrative in their face, you stand there and you stuck and you can't say shit. Love it. Love it. Love it. I love it. This brother says something happening on November 4th. Not sure what that is. But I do know sometime next week, these white supremacists, they are planning another big rally. They're planning another big march. So people need to be on alert for that. We got to be on alert for that. Again, these white supremacists, man, they're losing their minds right now because they're desperate. And they know right now is very pivotal for maintaining white supremacy. There was another white supremacist. He's an investor. He's a Swiss investor. His name is Larry Nassar. No, it's not. I'm sorry. His name is Mark Faber. I'm sorry. I gave the name of the child molester. Mark Faber. That's the Swiss investor. Now, Mark Faber, he's always on CSNBC, CNN, and all this old shit, giving market tips, giving investment tips. He's always on these shows. They call him Dr. Doom. Well, Mark Faber has gone full white supremacist. And by the way, he lives in Asia, by the way. I think he lives in Thailand. Notice that Thailand, that Asian, when these people go full white supremacy, there's always that Asian connection. But the report is, noted Swiss investor, business television commentator, Mark Faber faced backlash Tuesday for comments in a newsletter thanking God that white people populated America and not the blacks. In response to the criticism, Faber decried what he saw as threats to the freedom of speech. See, that's that thing, that hate speech is freedom of speech. So he said in his newsletter, if the United States had been colonized by blacks, it would look like Zimbabwe, which it might look like one day anyway, but at least America enjoyed 200 years in the economic and political sun under white majority. Those are his words. I mean, he went full white supremacist. He went full white supremacist. He's like, look, I done stacked my money up. I done saved enough money. America's going down. White supremacy, we're going to destroy this shit anyway. Excuse me, I sneeze. That's somebody who knows the end is near of white supremacy. He's like, fuck it. America, and under white supremacist rule, we're about to be the minority. There's really nothing we can do about it. We can punish black folks as much as possible, but that's not going to stop us from becoming a global minority. So fuck it. Let me just tell the truth. I done stacked up my little money. I'm going to go to Thailand to mess with my lady boys or whatever. And, you know, all of these shows there, they're not going to have them on anymore. But the thing is, the fact that he has that mentality, and they had him on, somebody knew this motherfucker was an open white supremacist like this. I mean, that's some hardcore Richard Spencer type shit he's talking. And he's been on all these mainstream shows. And somebody in the chat room said that a lot of Asians are moving to Africa. And that's another thing we got to look at, family. Because, see, look, I was going back and forth with this quote-unquote sister from Africa. I think she's from Nigeria. And I made a comment, I made a picture on my Twitter about Newt Gingrich's wife. Newt Gingrich's, what's her, I can't think of her name, but Newt Gingrich's wife, they made her the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican. And this woman, her, she looks like the Joker. Her, she has like a lot of Botox, and it makes her have these crazy ass facial expressions. I mean, she looks crazy. It's her facial expressions, because it's clearly this woman has a lot of Botox, and her face is frozen, and her eyes are real crazy looking. So there was a picture of the Joker, not the Joker, but the Penguin from Batman. So I put a side by side picture of her and the Penguin. I'm like, damn. And all the suspected white supremacists hopped in my mentions like, oh, Tariq, how dare you talk about a woman's looks? And I said, wait a damn minute. Y'all so-called conservatives, right-wing people, whoever, y'all sat up here and shit on Michelle Obama's looks for 8 goddamn years. You called that woman all types of monkeys. Y'all called her all types of apes and baboons. Y'all talked about that woman's looks, her clothes, her arms. Y'all talked about that woman's looks every fucking day for 8 years nonstop. And the people who did it, you said nothing about it. The ones who didn't talk about it, you said nothing about the people who did. So it's fair game to talk about a person in politics, their looks, because you made it fair game. Kalista Gingrich, that's her name. Fuck that. Y'all made it normal to talk about looks. Let's talk about everybody's damn looks. Y'all still talk about sisters' looks. Y'all talk about Maxine Waters. Y'all shitting on that woman talking about her hair. When Bill O'Reilly was clowning her hair, Ben Shapiro's white supremacist blog, they were dissing her hair. Y'all do it now. So we gonna talk about everybody. The fuck out of here. Yeah, I'm talking about how she looked, because y'all talk about how these sisters look. Y'all talked about Michelle Obama. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So this African woman, she's, I think, some kind of pro-life person over in the UK. She's from Nigeria. I can't think of her name. She has one of them long names. And looking at her Facebook, not her Facebook, but looking at her Twitter, you know, it's just her hugged up with a bunch of white people. So she's like the black friend. She's that type. And she was very vague about her dating practices. So I think there's an undercover bed wench thing going on there that she's very secretive about. Because she was real vague about her dating, because somebody said that she dates a bunch of white dudes, and she started deflecting and jumping all over the place. But I think she's an undercover bed wench. And she hopped in my mentions. Oh, Tariq, we shouldn't talk about her looks. I'm like, sister, stop. Stop. Stop being the Negro friend. Stop. And I see that a lot from women coming from Africa. We're going to have to talk about this. Dudes, too. I see a lot of coonery coming up out of West Africa. We got to touch on that. Because, see, black Americans, and she said some real funny style shit. She was like, yeah, Tariq, I'm more African than you. I'm like, yeah, I'm a black American. And our brother Claude Anderson talks about this in his new book. He talks about how black people, we shouldn't use the term African American. We should be very specific and use the term black American, because we have a very distinct and unique history in the world. And culturally, a lot of stuff that we do culturally, it's not connected to Africa anymore, because hell, a lot of stuff Africans do culturally ain't really African. It's Europeanized. I've been to Africa several times. There's white Jesus all over the place. So Brother Claude Anderson in his new book spoke on how we should really over here identify and use the term black American, because you have white people over there in Africa who, and there's been cases, who were born there, like in South Africa somewhere. They have Dutch parents and they were just born over there. Then they came over here and got benefits under being African American. So we got to be very careful about the words. So I like to use the term black American. And there was, I was going back and forth with this lady, and she was talking about how more African she is than me. I'm like, yeah, that's true. I'm a black American. And there was a white dude that jumped in the conversation. He's from South Africa. He's like, yeah, I'm more African than Tariq, and she's co-signing him. Yes, you are. And this is what we have over here. We have a lot of African bedwinches and African coons. The minute white mommy and white daddy show up, you throw off the kente cloth and put on the butler uniform. We got to understand that, man. If people ain't about having a global black mindset, meaning we're going to be about black empowerment globally, motherfuckers are bullshitting. And we got to watch people who walk around with the kente cloths, even people from Africa. Because we get the misconception that somebody who's from Africa, they from the motherland, so they down. That's a real African person. You don't know inside that motherfucker's mind, they cannot wait to suck a white dick. In that person's mind, they got on the kente cloth, Bantu knots, tribal tattoos or whatever, wearing an ankh, everything, and in their mind, they cannot wait to suck white dick. We got to acknowledge that. Truth be told, we over here in the Western Hemisphere, black people in the Western Hemisphere, and there's some in the UK, sprinkled around in the UK, some sprinkled around in Amsterdam, but for the most part, in large numbers, I'm not talking about sprinkled here and there, because when you go to the UK, and I'm going to be in the UK this weekend, you have little pockets of black folks who are about that life, who's about that empowerment. But there's a lot of coons out there that's just glad to be around white mommy, white daddy. But black people in the Western Hemisphere, over here, and I say really America, we're the ones who have constantly fought systematic white supremacy. And I say the Western Hemisphere because I give it up to Haiti. Haiti was the one who really got it in. So really in the Western Hemisphere. In some parts of the Western Hemisphere, I can't say all because, hell, even on the island of Hispaniola, where Haiti is, the other side you have the Dominican Republic, where it's Coon Central over there. Let's just be real. A lot of those Dominicans are Spanish-speaking coons. They're not really trying to challenge white supremacy. They're sitting up trying to get the Sammy Sosa package going on so they can walk around looking like a big-ass bottle of Pepto-Bismol. But the people who have been consistently fighting against systematic white supremacy nonstop are black Americans. Not black folks in Canada. You haven't seen no big movement of black folks in Canada doing it. Not too much in South America. Not in recent years. Not in South America. So all eyes on us. See, the thing is, we're the ones in the forefront. And we got to be very clear about that. That's why we can't keep caping for everybody. You know, with things going on in Puerto Rico, hey, I feel bad what's going on over there, but I'm not caping for anybody because you got these Puerto Ricans out here who still black than a motherfucker and they identify with white supremacy. They're not trying to challenge no damn white supremacy. You dig? Now, you had some rebellions during slavery, but I'm talking about in modern years, from slavery until modern years, the only people in modern years who are really challenging white supremacy is us. It's us. We're the only ones doing it. Black Americans in large numbers, we're the only ones challenging white supremacy. Now, we have our coons, but we know how to call our coons out. We know how to call our coons out now. Yeah, we got the Sheriff Clarks and the Jesse Lee Petersons and the Crispies. We got all that, but we know how to call them out. They're anomalies within our society. But in large numbers, we call out and challenge white supremacy, and we've done it on a nonstop basis. And we've always posed that greatest threat. So we have to understand that, and we have to understand when it's time to circle our wagons, and we have to stop caping for everybody who's not going to really challenge the order. And that includes people from Africa. If you are African, that ain't enough. Just because you came from Ghana, or just because you came over from Uganda, that ain't enough. Because truth be told, there's a lot of coonery getting off the plane from Africa. As a matter of fact, they vet you to make sure you got some coonery in your system. And they come over here or they go to the UK and they toe the line for white supremacy. You dig? So this is why we got to circle our wagons, family. As Black Americans, we have to understand at the end of the day, we're all we got to a certain degree. Now, I do know that there are brothers and sisters over there in Africa who are down. They're sprinkled around. They're down. Trust me, I've been to South Africa. I've seen some brothers and sisters out there that are down. But we got to get large numbers on the team. We got to get a large number of people that's down for global Black empowerment. And we remove all of these geographic boundaries. And understand, the white supremacists, they remove all geographic boundaries. That's why they go anywhere. And they have the same mentality. It's fuck a geography. Look, I'm a white supremacist in Australia. I'm a white supremacist in Europe. I'm a white supremacist. All of them think the exact same way. Neely Fuller taught us geographic boundaries mean nothing to a white supremacist. You dig? So we got to be about that empowerment game globally. And understand, just because a person is from the motherland, understand he's thinking sometimes like the other man. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. I got to get out of here. I got to get ready to catch my plane on my way to Baltimore. Man, y'all join me in Baltimore tomorrow at the Senator Theater. Go to 1804movie.com. Everybody get your tickets right now. Get your tickets. The movie premieres tomorrow. Tomorrow, globally. Tomorrow, worldwide, nationwide, tomorrow. Get your tickets. Take photos of yourself at the theater and use the hashtag all day tomorrow, 1804, ladies and gentlemen. All right? I'm going to holler at you guys on Ustream this Sunday. Holla.